The views of this program are not necessarily the views of KJLL Radio, its management, or its sponsors. The host is solely responsible for its content. Enjoy.
Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell, on AM 1330, The Jolt.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, dishing out the latest buzz on the local restaurant and entertainment scene. And now, to help you get ready for the weekend in style, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Oh, fellow foodies, it is an August afternoon here in the Old Pueblo, and it is now officially under 90 degrees. If there's not a reason to celebrate for any reason here in Southern Arizona, the weather is a way to celebrate. So come on down right now on your way home from work to our broadcast location. Now listen to this. Last time we were in this setting, it was St. Patrick's Day. We were hearing some great St. Patrick's Day music, talking about some great St. Patrick's Day inspired cuisine. And now we are here for yet another celebration. In fact, it is the third birthday for Jack's Kitchen at 7286 North Oracle, just north of Vina on the east side of the street. And we couldn't imagine a better place to be for this live Thursday broadcast on the Menu Live than with my good friend and our celebrity co-host for the full hour, Mr. Brian Metzger.
Hello, hello, everyone. How are we doing?
We are doing fantastic.
Awesome.
Someone said to me, 3 years, and I mean, it doesn't feel like it's been that long because it was you guys came out of the shoot big and bold, best new restaurant in Tucson when you opened, and there's been best American, best bistro, best dessert, best everything. You're not satisfied with just a few bests. You want to have more.
I like the way you say best. It actually sounds good, better from you than me. It's pretty crazy. 3 years is a long time. We opened this whole thing a long time ago, and the kids were a lot younger, and we really hoped we could fit in a niche in Tucson, and we've been supported so well by this community. They've just, led us to the promised land so far at our third birthday, and we've done nothing yet but just have a lot of fun here and continually change it up enough to where it keeps us excited and hopefully everyone else.
You've not stopped having fun since the first August day when you opened your door to the public. And speaking about fun, we've got a lot of things going on here tonight. You've got some cool things up your sleeve. What are we doing to celebrate this sort of birthday week? You've got some great specials for tonight you want to tell our listeners about.
Sure. Well, first of all, I think the weather is so conducive to a party. I mean, you don't want to be out there in the rain. Don't drive right now. Stop by here at the corner of Vine and Oracle. Come have a good time. We thought we wanted to feature a few things. We are doing a little barbecue starting on Tuesday. So we're going to start doing a Tuesday night Jack's barbecue, which means we can do anything we want to. Again, there's no rules around here.
Right.
And we'll just give you killer food. So we have some samples of our barbecue we're going to do on Tuesday here, a little brisket that we're doing.
Oh, nice.
And then we figured it has to be some cocktails. So we're actually, before you jump in and choose one you're going to love, we thought we'd let you sample a couple. So we have a new what we call Boomberry. And if Ricky were here, he'd say boom somewhere, but a little Boomberry, which is our house-infused blueberry vodka. It's like a gimlet with some fresh lime juice. It's killer.
Gorgeous.
And then we, Taylor Nissen, my manager, just made this great Bloody Mary. So we infused some vodka with habanero and garlic, and it's like the most incredible vodka ever.
Oh, yes, please.
And then he made this Bloody Mary base using heirloom tomatoes and cucumbers and serrano peppers and you name it. But it's got a great flavor to it. So that's your taste also before you jump in. Once you decide which one you like, all of our house infusions tonight are half off until the show's over at 6. So if you're in the area, pop in for a cocktail, have some food, we'll have a good time.
Absolutely beautiful. And speaking of beautiful and speaking of vodka, just the word vodka, Jessica Nenebic from Alliance Beverage walks right in the door.
Hey,
I mean,
Jess.
There she is. I mean, we're talking about beautiful things, and then she walks. Anyway, Jessica Nenebic with Alliance Beverage, one of our favorite celebrity co-hosts. But this is the Brian Metzger Hour, so I want to reiterate, we got complimentary samples of this great barbecue. We've got complimentary samples of this habanero and garlic-infused Bloody Mary, the recipe for which literally just came together a few days ago, an inspiration for this birthday celebration. And we've got half off. Of course, the complimentary samples of the Boomberry cocktail.
Right.
That sounds intriguing to me. And then once you figure out what you like, half off all of these sort of infused beverages, these infused cocktails, just to celebrate this major milestone.
We thought you can't celebrate without having a cocktail. And I'll tell you, the Boomberry drink is one that our friends at the Abbey, my sister restaurant, the staff loves, the guests down there love. They keep begging me to bring it down there. And I said, no, this is a Jack's Kitchen only thing. you want to come to Jack's.
Yeah,
so,
they can't have Boomberry.
Can't have it. No Boomberry for you.
That's why people
like
are coming in the door.
Soup Nazi. No soup for you. Okay.
So anyway, people are going to be coming over here on the way home from work, having a couple of cocktails, having some of these great samples, and then taking a feast on this this relatively new menu that you put together over here at Jack's Kitchen. Give our listeners a sense of this creativity that it's inspired since the last time you were on the show.
You know, we always say Jack's Kitchen we tag as modern comfort food, but really it's food and a menu without rules. So you can see food from, you know, tacos to duck confit to fresh fish and the like. And so we took a look at our menu at the end of spring and thought it needed to be lightened up a little bit. So we brought back one of my favorite things so far. We brought back our homemade pasta.
Yes.
We opened the menu when we first opened 3 years ago doing homemade pasta. We lost in the middle for a while just because we were kind of, I think, busier than we thought we'd be. But the reality is we want to make it right. So our pasta last night did some incredible things. We'll meet Ham later on, my sous chef,
great,
who is extremely talented. And we have this little garden menu that we do. And so last night, one of the courses was this great fettuccine that we make with a ratatouille, which is one of my favorite words because my kids love the movie.
Can you spell it, Brian?
R-A-T-A-T-O-U-I-L-L-E.
Oh!
Thank you.
Hey.
I can't spell Brian, but
I'm
right to
I'm going to give you a gift certificate for Jack's Kitchen.
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah, that's a great dish. The pasta changes every week or so. It gives us a chance to be creative, use items from our garden, have fun with it. And it's, I think it's $16, so really at that price,
wow,
point for fresh pasta, we want to,
wow,
be really aggressive. We also just added a new pork dish. I think we're known for pork around here. I know we've,
right,
talked about the stuffed pork chop, and we used to start our first menu with a bacon-wrapped pork chop. So now we're doing this pork porterhouse, which is an awesome cut of meat. I'd never seen this cut before. So it's the strip and the tenderloin that we sear in our cast iron skillets. And you know, better things happen as you get older. Skillets are the same way. You know, those things are really kicking some butt right now with a lot of flavor.
That's really cool.
And just simple. There's some roasted peaches, a bourbon glaze on it. It's got a lot of flavor to it, which is so far received really well.
Cookies and milk. Is there a rumor around that those are going to be making a...
They're actually back as of this week.
Oh, what a coincidence.
So we gave them a little upgrade. Version 2.0 has a peanut butter and chocolate chip cookie with bacon and bourbon in the milk.
Oh,
so
you've done good, my friend.
We tried. It's really, we thought, how can we make those last ones better? And here we go. Bacon makes everything better,
I
think.
That's great. So, you know, speaking of all these great flavor profiles, I see two cocktails lovingly put before me.
Hi.
And it's what a great coincidence, because I'm thirsty.
Yes, good.
Where should I go? Before we talk to Yvonne Fouché from Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room, where should I go, considering my palate is you know, sort of blank at the moment. Where do I go? Do I begin with the Boomberry and work my way up?
I'm going to slide one in on you first.
Oh.
This is...
I love it when you slide.
I try. This is the one margarita that we won the awards with. So I want you to start with a little sip of this because it's such a palate starter. It's a basil and orange granita shaved ice, and it has a great silver tequila. And we make a simple syrup with orange and basil. So just that kind of gets you going with the citrus and the lightness,
gosh,
of it. I love it.
So many different flavors going on, but they're all beautifully integrated. So it's not one hitting you more powerfully and then a couple of... This is just beautiful.
Thanks.
I mean, I could do like a big gulp of this.
I think we should do a couple of those. Pitcher, please.
I can do a pitcher of this. This is gorgeous. So we want to pick that up a little bit. I believe we've got Yvonne Fouché from Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room on the phone to talk a little bit about wine. Yvonne, are you with us?
Hey, Matt. I'm here. How you doing?
You know, I just actually had a sip of... to even call it a margarita is a misnomer, Brian.
You know.
I mean, it's unlike anything I've tasted before. I guess in the genre of margarita, it's really, really good. But it almost deserves a genre of its own.
Thank you.
And there's only one person in town that deserves a genre of her own, and it's Yvonne, and she's right here.
Hi, Yvonne.
That's how much fun we're having on Jack's Kitchen's third birthday here on Ina and Oracle. But in the world of wine, again, you've done all the heavy lifting this week, and you've had a constellation of wines to choose from to pick out the special wine of the week this week. What say you, Yvonne?
You know, well, following a margarita, that's a tough act to follow because I happen to be a margarita connoisseur as well. So...
I love to get you up here to try this one.
So, anyways, moving to wine, which is my equal love, this week what we've picked out for the wine of the week is a Verdejo, and it's out of La Mancha, Spain, and it's produced by Bodegas Volver. It's 100% Verdejo, which is, it has some very classical characteristics about it, which this wine has. It's got some floral aromas. It's got that little bit of hay on it, so there's a little bit of green. There's grapefruit, some tropical fruit. There's almonds. And then it finishes with this beautiful minerality, which it gives it that old-world flavor. So that's the, it's called the Paso a Paso 100% Verdejo. It's a 2010. This wine is not typically aged in oak, and so therefore it doesn't age well, and it's meant to be drank young, fresh, and just what they term as green, so that you're getting the most of all the flavors
on it. That sounds absolutely gorgeous. And, you know, the even fact that that sounds like a great wine we should be opening up tonight.
There you go.
What's the price point for this bad boy?
The price point on this is $13.99, so it's kind of going to the higher end of the scale, but it's worth every penny.
Even Brian Metzger's here laughing. $13.99 on the high end of the spectrum. So if, in fact, we have any first-time listeners here, Yvonne stocks more than 350 bottles of wine from all over the world at Katavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room, but she's done a public service to this community by making sure that there's not a single bottle priced over $15 a bottle. So, in fact, $13.99 is towards the high end of the spectrum.
Yes, it is. I'm drinking, I'm sipping on a little bit as we speak, and I'm loving this baby. This is such a sweet, refreshing wine, and I don't mean sweet in the term of sugar. It's just such a refreshing wine for this type of year. That grapefruit, it's got like the white grapefruit, and it's just, it's almost like, I don't know, to me it goes down like soda or something.
Oh, that could be, that sounds awfully appetizing.
It's dangerous, actually.
The throwdown has been set. So this sounds like a great, crisp wine to enjoy for this time of the year. I'm already beginning to think about some great things to throw on the grill, perhaps, with this lovely wine, and even the kind of a wine that you can just open up and enjoy, you know, by itself.
Oh, yeah.
Really sounds delicious. Now, it's, you know, I'm intrigued here with where you might be going with your theme for this week, because of all of our listeners know you always build out these great themed wine tastings Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturday nights. What's the theme for this week's tasting?
Well, you know, it's interesting, but I'm all about birthdays. I like to celebrate my birthday. I like to celebrate customers' birthdays. Well, we're celebrating Tucson's birthday. So the theme is Latino wines. Now, unfortunately, we don't have any Mexican wines in the shop because we have difficulty finding them. So anybody who speaks Spanish, those are the countries they come from.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's really cool.
So
that's great.
It's Latino wines is the theme.
And what a remarkable coincidence, talking about Tucson's birthday and celebrating what that milestone is. We're here at Jack's Kitchen celebrating their third birthday. I mean, Yvonne, it's almost like you read my newsletter, knowing what kind of wine to theme for this week's party.
That's incredible.
It's all about birthdays right now.
So along that range of birthday sort of inspired wines, what else are your guests going to be able to taste this week?
Oh, we got a beautiful Sauvignon Blanc out of Chile. We've got a Bonarda, which a lot of people haven't heard about, out of Argentina. And then you got to have a Malbec. So we got another wonderful Malbec out of Argentina. We have a Tempranillo. This is, I love this, one of my favorite Tempranillos in the shop, the Protocolo Tinto out of Spain. And then we have a Monstrel or a Mouvred, whichever. They're both the same grape, also out of Spain. So we've got a real wonderful, I think it's a very well-balanced and tasty tasting going on this week.
Well, the themed tasting is tonight, Friday, and Saturday from 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock, and our friends can go down there, meet Yvonne in person, has taste a flight of six premium wines for only $10, and if you buy at least a bottle, you're going to drop that price down to $8, and if you do what I do, if you do what Brian Metzger does, we buy by the case, you're not going to charge anybody for the
That's
wine tasting
right.
if you buy a case.
The tasting's free with the case buy.
We love your shop. It's incredible. Thanks for being there for us all.
Oh, it's thank
great.
You.
We also want to remind quickly all of our listeners that the end of summer means the beginning of fall, and the beginning of fall means event season. And I think Katavinos is a great place to consider for your next private party or special event, client appreciation party. this is a great kind of a different kind of a backdrop to enjoy that kind of an encounter and do it all against the backdrop, all with the common love of wine. Yvonne, I just love everything you're doing down there, and I can't wait to see you this weekend.
Oh, thank you, Matt. You enjoy.
We'll do it. We're going to take a quick 60-second commercial break to learn a little bit more about Katavinos. And when we come back, we're going to be dancing through the garden with Noel Patterson himself. You don't want to miss this. Stick around.
Discover a warm, intimate, and inviting hideaway in Midtown Tucson where you can meet people and explore new wines. At Catavino's Wine Shop and Tasting Room, located on Alvernon Way, just south of Fort Lowell, we offer more than 350 premium wines from all over the world, all priced under $15 a bottle. Each week, our wine tastings will give you the opportunity to sample a flight of wines alongside some delicious artisan cheeses. And our tasting room is the ideal venue for your next private party or special event. We also stock the latest wine accessories for making the most out of your wine experience. Finding a great bottle of wine for $30 is easy, but discovering a wonderful wine for less than $15 is an art. Let us do the work for you. Catavino's Wine Shop and Tasting Room on Alvernon, just south of Fort Lowell. Come see us today or give us a call at 323-3063. That's 323-3063.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live for this special third birthday edition here at Jack's Kitchen, 7286 North Oracle. Just a little bit north of Ina on the east side of the street, and I am just surrounded by all of the great things that I can think of in life. Good friends, good food, good drinks. Now, speaking of drinks, I had this great award-winning margarita that Brian Metzger, our celebrity co-host, put in front of me with love and with intention.
Thank you.
Just absolutely gorgeous. It's artistry in a glass, and I mean that sincerely. Before we talk about the freshness from where your garden menu is inspired, where am I going to go on cocktail number two?
I think you have to go Boonberry here, and I think it's a natural middle pick because it adds a little more fruit. Again, this is what we're doing in the house. We're taking blueberries and infusing them into vodka. It's actually a very quick process. And then we make a really great lime gimlet, so it's lots of fresh lime juice, some simple syrup. Mm. So we keep all the flavors clean to where it just hits you like this is summer in a glass.
Oh, my gosh. Clean is the word. Because you're going to look at this, and it's this beautiful ruby red color. Nice little head on it, which you don't see on a cocktail much.
Right.
You know, a nice aggressive shake. But you're thinking about, you know, this looks like it could be overwhelming in terms of the sweetness. The sweetness, the tartness, all of it's so clean. So delicious. Again, this is probably for big gulp number two.
I think so.
This is really, really good. And served in this great mason jar.
I can't stand those blueberry drinks that don't taste like blueberry, or the artificial clear ones. You know, you're like, come on, it's a blueberry.
Yeah,
make
yeah.
it blue.
It's a cheap way out.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've got this great margarita, this great boomberry. Now, listen up. We've got complimentary samples of this boomberry, of this great garlic and habanero-infused Bloody Mary, which we're going to taste here in just a little bit. Complimentary samples of some great barbecue items that are going to be featured on Jack's Tuesday night barbecue menu, barbecue and beer for only $20. But we want to talk about something that you guys have going on downtown, which I think is one of the most interesting sort of culinary stories in this community, because there's a lot of talk about farm to fork. There's a lot of talk about depreciation for local source ingredients. But what you guys are doing is different, and I want you to be able to introduce our next guest.
You know, I'm so blessed to have him here with us. What happened was about a year and a half ago, my good friend Noel Patterson, who's well-known around town as one of the top wine gurus you can find, a great-looking man to add to it.
You know, I was going to just say that.
He makes me look horrible.
What a coincidence.
Here, but,
yeah.
You know. And,
you want a radio show?
Yeah, sure.
TV for you, I guess.
Noel came to us, and he has a passion for growing. And he had an opportunity that he wanted to present to us first, and it was basically a property of a friend of his that she didn't need her backyard. Noel's garden in his backyard is just unbelievable. He basically grows everything. You walk in, it's like a jungle. And so he came to us and said, hey, guys, what do you think? If you can help us do this, I'll volunteer my time. You guys volunteer this thing. We'll put it together and see how it ends up. And here we are a year and a half later, which is pretty incredible.
So this is a garden, actually, that is sort of designed around your vision, Brian Metzger, for what fresh sort of produce is all about. And this is a manifestation of that vision. So, Noel, welcome to the show.
Hey, Noel. Great to be here.
Really great to have you here. So talk a little bit about your, you know, your sort of gardening philosophy. I mean, there's different schools of thought in terms of what you do with the garden and how you sort of prepare that kind of stuff for our, you know, our next guest, you know, Chef Ham is going to be talking about. But what's your sort of philosophy when it comes to gardening?
Oh, well, it's kind of a broad question.
I like that question.
But I would say the things that motivate me the most are, originally just the flavor. If you want a tomato to truly taste like a tomato, you pretty much have to grow it yourself.
Imagine that. That's amazing.
Right? Yeah. So, I mean, there are flavors that are accessible to you if you're willing to put the extra effort and work into growing it yourself that you could never get if you went through commercial channels.
And going through commercial channels is an easy way out.
And I mean, an easy way in.
I would say they're great commercial food
exactly.
service providers
and we,
in the
we
community.
Need to, of course. But of course. If we can use this as a supplement to that, it's just a wonderful thing.
Right.
And then the other thing that motivates me is my training is really from a wine background. And with wine, of course, the location where something was grown is one of the most fundamental things. I think that it's true with a tomato or even okra or eggs even. They can be a reflection of the place that they came from. And I believe very much in regional cuisine. It is in some small part an attempt to create a regional Tucson cuisine with things that grow here and reflect the region of Tucson.
So it's not a stretch to say that your wine training background really equipped you to dance around the garden because it really is about that same attitude, that same intention.
I got to be honest, it's my wine background that led me to gardening.
I love it.
Initially. So that's definitely the perspective that I approach it from.
If you want a tomato to taste like a tomato, you need to grow it yourself. That needs to be the new mantra.
On your business card, probably.
On your business card.
Yeah, absolutely.
So talk a little bit about the range of food that you're growing out there at the garden. And I know I looked at the Jack's Garden menu, which is, we're going to talk about that a little bit later. Mm-hmm. Every Wednesday is this great three-course garden menu made exclusively from all of the fruits of your labors downtown mm-hmm. at the garden. But give us an idea of the range. I mean, we all think, okay, gardens are going to have some great cucumbers, some great carrots, some great mm-hmm. tomatoes. But you've got some interesting things going on at that garden. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, it's very seasonal. So what I'm growing now is going to be different than what I'm growing in December, say. But for things that we are growing that somebody could not get if they were to go out and purchase, heirloom varieties of okra, for example.
Mm.
As a matter of fact, the okra that we're using for the garden menu was a seed that was brought over by somebody from India, a friend of a friend of mine.
Oh, my gosh.
And she heard about this garden project, said, please, have some of my seeds.
Don't ask anybody out of here. You don't want to know.
Yeah. I'll spare any
graphic
detail.
Last time someone asked me, please take my seed. It's been a long time there, Noel.
Well, it's grown out beautifully. But, for example, some of the chilies that may make it into something like the habanero margarita. My girlfriend went to Nicaragua last year and brought back chili seeds of two varieties that are actually a species that I've never seen here. It's actually more of a Central American variety. Mm. It's I won't get into the boring taxonomy of it, but it's chilies that you could not have anywhere else unless you had a friend or a girlfriend in this case who traveled back from Nicaragua to bring these seeds.
And let me just say, it's almost just a coincidence, really, that we're talking about relationship because. Mm. That word is so much of a key word when you're thinking about the Metzger vision, with Jack's Kitchen and the Abbey. It's all about relationship. It's relationship with the food. It's relationship with the friends that you have and your loved ones that you bring in. Brian, it's really taken special care to nurture that whole idea of relationship and to know that that whole idea is manifest in the kinds of developments to bring these sorts of seeds and spices and ingredients from all over the world. It's a wonderful mystery, and I like to celebrate
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely, and actually, I think you hit on a really key thing. A project like this would not even be possible unless it were approached as a partnership. This is not a vendor and a buyer relationship. He has supported this project from the beginning, honestly. This costs more, much more, in fact, than it would be if he were to just buy chilies from somewhere else. So he has supported this from the beginning, and actually, this really is about feeding people, which is one of the most caring, community-oriented things that somebody could possibly do, and I think that's definitely Brian's approach, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
I think, one of the best things about being where we're at today and now 3 years old and sitting at this table with you guys and in this room with these people that are, friends and family is that's the love for me is now at a point where I can work with a Noel, and like he said, this wouldn't have happened if we didn't know each other because this wouldn't have been an option. My wine guys who I buy from, my kitchen staff, my chef, Ginny, my kids, the family, that's what it's all about now. I can sit back and have fun and enjoy a craft that we each share and let everyone be creative. In the beginning, it was Sandy and I and our chef, and now it's Noel and Taylor and BMO down at the Abbey, so everyone's getting a chance to be creative together, which is a lot of fun.
That's great. We're going to be talking a little bit about this Wednesday garden menu, and we have sous chef Brandon Hamm. In fact, there are very rare for him to take a step out of the kitchen. Your guests demand that he doesn't go far. But anyway, we want to thank you, Noel Patterson, and for everything that you're doing down there at the Jack Garden downtown for giving us the opportunity to taste really a world of flavors and do that without having to leave Tucson, and for partnering up with Brian and really getting his vision and seeing what that's all about and doing it in all in a way to put a smile on the faces of every guest that comes into the restaurant. So I say thank you for everything you've done.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, buddy.
We're going to take a very quick CNN news break. We're going to thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, the garden talk continues. And we're going to be talking about a couple of great things that Brian Metzger has up his sleeve in the community this fall. You really don't want to miss it. Stick around. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. CNN Radio. I'm Barbara Hall. After three rather calm days on Wall Street, turmoil returned today as stocks plummeted. CNN's Richard Quest says investors are reacting to Morgan Stanley's dismal forecast for global economic growth.
Each time we have days like this, it actually increases the chance of that double dip recession because basically you and I and everybody else, we simply stop spending because we're too frightened.
The Dow shed 419 points. The NASDAQ and S&P also closed sharply lower. For the first time since the crackdown on protesters in Syria began, the White House is calling for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to step down. The U.S. also imposed new economic sanctions on Damascus. At least seven Israelis were killed in a series of attacks near the Egyptian border today. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
During the Home Depot's Renew and Redo Bath event, Catalina Canyon porcelain tile is only 99 cents a square foot. A great new look for a surprising low price. These tiles are made to handle whatever you dish out beautifully. A fabulous tile floor at a price that's beautiful too. Starts with a trip to the Home Depot, where durable Catalina Canyon tile is now just 99 cents a square foot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
At Walgreens, I'm not just a prescription. I'm Claire, and my doctor told me I have high cholesterol. Suddenly, I have to think about what I can eat, how much I should exercise, how often I'll take my new medication.
Every prescription filled at Walgreens goes through a 10-point safeguard check that reviews your current Walgreens health record for allergies and potentially harmful drug interactions, because we know you have a lot on your mind. To learn more about our 10-point safeguard check, talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, there's a way to stay well.
With the price of gas skyrocketing, I'm glad the Sears Auto Center offered me advice on which types of motor oil can help reduce engine friction and improve my car's efficiency, which is something I could really use right now.
This Friday and Saturday, head into Sears Auto Center and get a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $19.99 with coupon and no shop or disposal fees. Plus, save on all tires, all tire sizes, all tire brands. And get auto batteries for as low as $49.98 with exchange. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'm adding another crew. My business is building. My marketing is deluxe.
My boutique is setting new trends in fashion and sales. My marketing is deluxe.
I just opened my third fitness studio. My business is gaining strength. My marketing is deluxe.
Use deluxe online marketing tools to help your business grow. Deluxe for business.
Deluxe for my business.
For my business.
For my business.
Deluxe for business. Visit deluxe.com/marketing.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course. Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Main Gate Square is the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Main Gate Square.
Has this ever happened to you? Let's say you're out for happy hour on a Friday night, and after a few cocktails, you and your friends decide to stay for dinner, which includes a couple glasses of wine. And when it's time to go home, you ask yourself, am I really able to drive, or shall I just call a taxi? Well, Arizona's DUI laws are very strict, so driving yourself is just plain stupid. On the other hand, calling a taxi means that you have to find a way back to your car the next day. And we all know how inconvenient that is. The next time you're in this situation, leave the driving to the Entourage Transportation Group. A phone call to Entourage quickly dispatches an electric scooter to your location, and a fully licensed and insured driver neatly folds the scooter up, places it in your trunk, and drives you home. In your own car. When you arrive home, the driver simply unpacks the scooter and drives off to the next call. Both you and your car are home safe. Take this number down and keep it handy whenever you go out for drinks and dinner. You'll be glad you did. 909-0100. That's 909-0100. Or check them out online at entouragetucson.com.
over 2,000 fine wines to complement your meal. Experience the very best. You deserve it. This is Bob McMahon. Join me at my place, McMahon's Prime Steakhouse, Swan and Fort Lowell.
Hello, Tucson. This is Melissa D'Arabian from $10 Dinners on the Food Network, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my friend Matt Russell on AM 1330, The Jolt.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from Jack's Kitchen at 7286 North Oracle Road, just a little bit north of Ina on the east side of the street, here with my celebrity co-host for the full hour, the man, the myth, Mr. Brian Metzger.
Ooh, the myth, I like that.
The myth, owner of Jack's Kitchen and The Abbey, another one of our favorite restaurants on Sunrise and Cold. Now listen, folks, we've had Chef Ginny Wooters on this show a couple of times, the executive chef over both restaurants, Jack's Kitchen and The Abbey, and you know what they say, behind every great executive chef is an absolutely great culinary team, and with us now is a significant component of the culinary team right up here at Jack's Kitchen, sous chef, Chef Brandon Hamm. Woo. Hey, Chef, how you doing, man?
Doing well, man. How are you doing?
I rarely see you out of the kitchen. I mean, now I'm starting to see some people here just express some concern that you're sitting here with us at the broadcast booth, and you're not in the kitchen. So, you know, I promise I'm not going to take a whole lot of your time. But anyway, I've been a fan of your work for a long time. And when you came on board and joined the team over here, there was a widespread celebration across Southern Arizona because you know you certainly know your way around. Am I making you blush? You look like you're almost the color of this boomberry.
I love it.
This is really really good stuff. Now before we get into the whole kitchen, the culinary side, Brian told me that you actually had a hand in helping to prepare the ingredients for this last cocktail that we're gonna.
Yeah, you know, I walked into. To this drink, and Taylor kind of had his vision of what this could be, and my first thought was, it sounds a little weird, but it turned out beautiful. I know the first couple of trials, Ham was with him and talking about what might work, and the final product, you know, it's just beautiful. It's heirloom tomatoes and this Bloody Mary. Again, this is that habanero and garlic-infused vodka. There's some cucumber, Dijon mustard, just a really great fresh base. And what I love is it's not heavy. I actually hate Bloody Marys that are really heavy.
You and I are on the same page.
And taste fake, yeah. So there's a gentle heat all the way throughout. I think it's beautiful. And then the avocado actually was an inspiration from Jennifer English. She was here on Tuesday.
Nice.
Just stopped in with her son, Ben. I had her taste it, and I said, what do you think? She's like, well, I think you need one more thing, and I'm going to give you my take on what it could be. And I thought she was dead on right. And so the avocado almost cools down the heat.
Now, Ben's about 2.5.
Yeah.
How did he like the Bloody Mary?
He was eating French fries, and he kept wanting bourbon. It was bizarre.
That's my boy.
I love that kid.
All right, let me give a taste here. Now, talk about what you've lined the rim with, because I'm going to go right on it.
Yeah, a little salt, a little pepper, and celery seed. And just a nice little kind of, not all the way around. Not everyone loves that kind of thing.
Oh,
but
my
I think,
gosh.
Good. Yay.
Well, you know, this is live radio.
Yeah.
When I get to the point where I can't speak, that means you have to speak. That's the way this works.
What I love is, you know, I think
wow.
The response there to me says fresh. It says a little heat. You got to think about it too, because there's so many layers of flavors happening there. And at the end of the day, it's a Bloody Mary, but it's our way of showing Jack's style, which is a lot of work ahead of time to make it right, and then it's quick to make right now for you when you want it.
What you've done with this Bloody Mary is the unthinkable, because I'm glad you brought up the whole thing about thick, because when you think about so many great flavors coming together, you automatically think that it's got to be thick. I mean, how can you produce this range of flavor in something that is so really light and crisp and easy to go down? It's not like chugging a thing of tomato paste.
Yeah.
I mean, this is really, really gorgeous. The avocado was a beautiful compliment. The beauty of the salt and the pepper on the rim. And this symphony of flavors in this Bloody Mary, I think you've hit a home run on
cool.
This one.
Well, it's all Taylor, I would say. I just helped the last finishing part in terms of what I thought might be great. And then, you know, for our whole life together now, 3 years old, we're not too proud to ask our friends and our, you know, people around town to know what they think and then take that into consideration. And sometimes it makes the right drink. So Jennifer, definitely a nice hand in this
Love
one.
Love it. And, you know, my hat's off to Jennifer English and everything she's done in the food and wine broadcast community. Chef Brandon Hamm, give our listeners a sense of what this whole Jack's culinary approach is all about. What's this menu made of?
What we're working with is as fresh of ingredients as we can possibly get in, obviously keeping in mind the seasonality of what's going on and maintaining a sense of sensibility.
Nice.
Concerning price point and availability to our guests. As Brian was saying earlier, you know, we like that family feel, trying to keep it homey, and we don't want people to be put off by the food that we're putting out to the table. And we want to make sure that it's a welcoming feeling when they see that food come out to their table.
And as a decorated chef at your level, you've sort of grown into having this sort of culinary point of view. How has your sort of when people talk about you as a chef and what has inspired you and the chefs of years gone by and all of the different attitudes about the culinary arts, talk about how the profile of Chef Brandon Hamm has helped to influence this menu.
Really, just working with the different chefs that I've worked with over the years. I worked with Virginia Wooters in the past, and working with Melissa Kelly from Primo Restaurant and a couple other chefs here around town, it's really opened my eyes up to something that I didn't grow up with, which was fresh vegetables out of a garden. And being able to approach that, and there's never an end to the amount of ingredients that there are coming into season. And for instance, right now we have squashes and seasoned peppers, and there's just hundreds of varieties of all of these things to work with. So it's an endless adventure, if you will.
I love it. One of the things that I love about your story is that, we talked with Noel Patterson, the master gardener here for the Jack's Kitchen Garden downtown. Sometimes chefs, I've never seen it here in the chef team here at Jack's in the Abbey, but sometimes chefs, they sort of remain insulated. They stay in the kitchen, they expect all the people to do the heavy lifting, they bring it in and they sort of put it all together. You've actually taken a lot of time down at the garden yourself and sort of wandered and began thinking and began fantasizing, if you will, about what kinds of possibilities there are. What's that experience like when a chef is literally walking through a garden at the beginning of that creative process?
It's invigorating for your creativity. You really get a sense of where it's coming from. Kind of the roots of it, where you want to go with it. You start looking at the different plants and you start thinking of, okay, what am I going to do with tomatoes? What am I going to do with eggplant? What can I do with both of those items? And then you look over across the way and you see an okra plant. And you're like, okay, now I need to start thinking about okra. I went down a couple weeks ago and we had tons of squash blossoms. So just yesterday actually on our garden menu, we featured a caprese stuffed squash blossom. We're pulling our own motts here in-house, filled the squash blossoms with that, tempura fried those, and served it with an heirloom tomato and a little vinaigrette. And then moving from that, we had our barbecue night coming up, so we started thinking about brisket. You know, that's kind of been on the back of my head. So we brought up brisket with a little bit of our garden cucumbers, some red onion, a little bit of lemon oil, and brought it together. And that's really, from there, it's all just kind of mishmash in my head, it happens.
What I love is also, with the garden, I think there's, we live by no rules here. So it kind of follows that rhythm. It's like you don't know what's going to happen, so you can't make a rule about it yet. So if it's about doing brisket, and how can we incorporate the garden? We're going to use Armenian cucumbers and some chilies from the garden, and so you'll see that every Tuesday, starting this coming Tuesday, for our barbecue night, where it's going to be some serious barbecue. And it's done our way. There's no styles. It's our way.
You think about brisket. Let me just tell everybody, take what you think about brisket and completely just jettison that for this mystery that awaits you here at Jack's Kitchen. Now, I'm sincere when I talk. I just had the first bite of the brisket. So the first thing we look for is the tenderness, right?
Right.
So we begin to sort of play with it a little bit. You don't even need a knife here. I mean, this is really done perfectly. I don't know how what your preparation is, but the texture is absolutely beautiful. But when that bad boy hits your palate, it awakens you to the possibilities of what brisket really can be. And that's the thing I get frustrated with traditional brisket, because you have in mind what brisket is.
Yeah.
Thick barbecue sauce, a little bit of smoke, some crust, and I don't want to slam that. It's all good. But like I said with the margarita, it's a shame to call it a margarita.
Right.
It's a shame to call this brisket. This is delicious.
Thank you. Well, I think also with that little cucumber salad on the side from the garden, it just helps lighten it. You don't really get that lightened feeling with barbecue typically. So for us, it's about balance. It's about having a cocktail with it. There's no reason why you couldn't have a margarita, a boomberry, or this Bloody Mary with it and enjoy the whole thing.
Absolutely perfect. So on Tuesday nights, beginning this coming Tuesday,
correct,
you're going to have barbecue night, which is a different rotating barbecue item.
Yes.
Alongside some great sides and a beer.
And a beer. Any beer.
For only $20.
For $20. We figure, we're not stupid. We know it's summer and it's hot outside, so we want people to come by and enjoy themselves. And, Jack's has always been created where if you want to come in here and have a burger, awesome. We're going to show you the best burger we can show you. If you want to come here and have barbecue, awesome. If you want to come have our hanger steak, great. Have a chicken for two. Whatever you want to do, come by here. Let us take care of you the way we want to. We're going to take great care of you. You're going to have a great cocktail. You're going to see friends that you know around town.
Yeah, I'm looking around here, and I'm seeing several of them right now.
You have a good time.
I open my mouth, and all the friends start coming. too early to tell what the barbecue item for next Tuesday is going to be. I mean, it's still, Is the jury still out there, Chef?
Yeah, it's a hung jury right now. We're waiting on it.
Well, you know, if this brisket is any example of what your guests have awaiting them when they walk in the door here next Tuesday for Tuesday Barbecue Night, Wednesday Garden Night, you know, we've got some other nightly specials here at Jack's.
Yeah, you know, Thursday night, I was going to say for everyone, if you're in the area, it's date night tonight.
Date
always
night.
Has been. So date night kind of takes our chicken and ribeye for two, which includes a salad and a soup for each of you if you'd like. And all the sides you want with those entrees, it's $10 off tonight, plus
wow.
The Brian and or Sandy's Pick wine's $25. So you can come by, have a date with your whoever you want to, and enjoy everything.
That's
break
the bank.
That's
my idea of a date. That's,
yeah.
And that's why, you know, and there's my wife sitting at the next table right there. She heard it was date night.
She's waiting.
Jim, when are you going to take the headphones off and come over here and join me? It's date night.
I love it.
Anyway, Chef Brandon Hamm, thank you for everything you've done, really, for this community. I've long been a fan of yours, and I can tell by the sort of energy in this place that there's people are getting nervous. People are getting nervous that you're talking to us and not back there in the kitchen. But anyway, your approach to the culinary arts, your attitude about the culinary arts, the fact that you share the Metzger vision for what a culinary experience can truly be like. As we say on this show all the time, it has to be about more than something that simply tastes good. It's this multi-dimensional surround sound experience that you guys have created. You've been an important part of that, and I thank you for that and everything you've done.
Thank you very much.
Chef Brandon Hamm here at Jack's
Woo!
Kitchen. He's going to go back to the kitchen and do what he does best. But anyway, we've got about 5 minutes left remaining because Brian, in his wisdom, has decided that he wants to give an opportunity for one of our listeners to come try Jack's Kitchen for themselves. You know, sometimes I think I can't imagine there's someone in this community that has yet to benefit from the fruits of the Metzger's labor, but, you know, it's absolutely delicious. It's absolutely one of a kind. And if you're the first person to answer our trivia question correct, you are going to be a guest of Brian Metzger here at Jack's Kitchen. But what's going on in this community? You've got some things going on this fall that we want to talk about because, you know, you don't necessarily have to, you know, come into Jack's to have that Jack's experience or come into the Abbey to have the Abbey experience. How are you guys going to be out in the community this fall?
You know, we're really excited. We partnered up with Sokka, who's across the street from us, and it's our second event working with them. And we were invited to kind of a pretty special little agave spirit competition, which will happen August 27th at La Encantada.
Great.
And we love the chance to kind of step into the ring again against some of our foes and friends around town and kind of show them a great cocktail and our vision of what a cocktail makes. So we're going to compete in three things, actually. Well, two. One is a tequila competition that they're calling it, which is from 6 to 9 p.m. out at La Encantada on the 27th. And for $35, it all goes to charity.
Wonderful.
You get to taste 10 different restaurants competition entry. And I'm not going to lie to you, we're going to try and win. I mean, we go to these things to win.
Well, you know what the sensation of victory is all about. A couple of years ago, you took home the People's Choice and the Judge's Choice for the best margarita in the world.
We did.
It was the World Margarita Championship.
Felt pretty good. I missed the feeling. You know, it's like I'm getting a little tingled.
It
so
was the summer margaritas, I remember.
There's a lot of pressure
yeah.
here. We're putting a lot of pressure on ourselves, and our good friends at 47 Scott will be there also, and I know there's a lot of friends around town who love them. So.
Now, we can't get you to disclose the actual... recipe for this cocktail. You got
well. I'll tell you this much: we're calling it a minted Tangelo Fanta, like the Hispanic cocktail. So that's where we're going with it. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to give you some great flavors of summer and kind of reinvent the one margarita into a really fun way. And then they asked us to pair a food with that, so we're going to actually bring out our hush puppies from the Abbey as a free sample to kind of match with the margarita.
Beautiful.
And then Virginia put her hat in the ring for this salsa competition, so she's making what we're calling a green salsa.
Mm.
You'll see some green heirloom tomatoes, and I'll leave it at that, but it's going to be incredible. So
wow.
she's going to bring it on the salsa side, and we'll have a good time out there.
This is great. You have victory. You've got the sense of victory already. I mean, if this was a TV show, our viewers could see the sense of confidence in your eyes. You know, you don't go in to lose these things. You're going to win.
If we don't finish first, I'll be angry.
You know,
one of the
things I love about Yelp, and you know, Yelp is this great sort of online bulletin board for you to come in and dialogue about great restaurant experiences. And every time I go onto Yelp and see what people have to say about Jack's and see what people have to say about the Abbey, I just love it. It's kind of a reaffirmation of our understanding for what you guys have done. What's Yelp doing these days?
Well, thank you. You know, Yelp is a funny thing. 3 years ago, we opened Jack's Kitchen. I didn't know what Yelp was. I had a good friend of mine who was way more tech savvy and kind of said, "Hey, check Yelp out." We're a huge fan of Yelp, and we love it. But Yelp is doing this great little kind of battle of the restaurants that goes from September 6th until the 11th. And so what happens is every restaurant makes a $5 appetizer that they're going to showcase for that week,
and guests can come in and try that appetizer and basically vote on their favorite one, I'm guessing, on the Yelp.com site.
Right.
So after the week's over, they tally the votes, and the winning two restaurants battle each other a little bit longer, and then they have a winning appetizer. They're calling Yelp has an app for that.
I love it.
So we're excited. I think there's 15 or so restaurants. I got to tell you, Corey Dane from Yelp did a great job putting together some great competition because
he's awesome.
Yet again, we want to win this thing, both restaurants, I'm not going to lie to you. So we are putting together some great food that will hopefully have our guests really love.
Wonderful. So how can people find more information out about this?
I'd say you can go to Yelp.com and search for Yelp has an app for that. We'll have a link to our website as well here shortly. And they can also join our mailing list at jackskitchen.com or theabbytucson.com. And through the mailing list, we'll let them know what's happening as well.
Great. Again, Jax with an X, J-A-X, jackskitchen.com, and The Abbey, A-B-B-E-Y, TheAbbeyTucson.com. Well, you know, the time has come for us to give away the gift certificate. Now, there's
yes.
so many great ideas for questions because there's always so much going on, and we want to give our listeners a chance to win this great gift certificate to experience Jack's Kitchen for the first time, for the fifth time. You know, who knows? But we're going to see who the lucky caller is. What's the trivia question of the week?
I think I'm making it easy this time. Last time we stumped some people. So for $25 gift certificate to Jack's Kitchen,
nice.
The question is, how many years have we been open? That's the question. Now we're going to ask the second little, I'll let you think about it. The second little half is, and what's the intersection Jack's Kitchen's located?
Okay, so how many years has Jack's Kitchen been open? And if you want us to mail the gift certificate to you instead of having you come to pick it up at the studio, you got to let us know the intersection where Jack's Kitchen is. If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right here, right now at 529-3508. Again, 529-3508 for a chance to win a great dinner gift card right here at Jack's Kitchen. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Well, here we are on a very busy Saturday night. It's about 10 o'clock at night, and we're here at Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails at 135 South 6th Avenue, just a block south of Broadway, and we ran into my good friend, Chef Janos Wilder, who's agreed to spend a couple minutes with us. What's going on, Chef?
Matt, thanks for coming into Downtown After Dark. We do this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights, live music, half-price bar menu. It's the place to be.
Really is the place to be, and it's so busy around here. Everyone's having such a great time.
It's going on here during the afternoon, too. We do a traditional happy hour from 4 to 6 p.m. every day, half-price bar menu, drink specials, and then lunch, dinner, stay for late night. It's happening all the time here.
All with that unique Janos twist, whether it's the great food or the wonderful things happening behind the bar. We just can't get enough of downtown.
Thanks, Matt. So give us a call, 623-7700, or go to the website, downtownkitchen.com.
That sounds great. I think I'll go get a drink. Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
Spend an evening with us at 47 Scott and Scott & Co., located downtown, Tucson's emerging culinary capital. 47 Scott, serving modern comfort food for both lunch and dinner in a neighborhood bistro setting. A rotating selection of affordable wines and handcrafted cocktails complement our freshly prepared seasonal menu. Sit under the stars on our cozy brick patio or inside in a comfortable urban setting where we focus on excellent service and hospitality. Enjoy a drink before or after your meal at Scott & Co., our small cocktail lounge located directly next door to 47 Scott. With a nod to the cocktail scene of years past, Scott & Co. features seasonal drink creations unlike any other place in Tucson. 47 Scott, located downtown at 47 North Scott Avenue, across the street from the Pennington Parking Garage. Open for lunch Monday through Friday and dinner Monday through Saturday. Online at 47scott.com. For reservations, call 624-4747. That's 624-4747.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Jack's Kitchen. Oh, and I almost gave the address, and that's part of the trivia question, so I'm going
to
stop myself. Brian Metzger, our celebrity co-host. I'm surrounded by goodness, and I'm talking about the food and the cocktails and the friends and the companionship and the culinary expertise and artistry that we have here. But we've got a trivia question on the table for a gift card to experience Jack's Kitchen. How many years has Jack's Kitchen been open? And the bonus question to actually have us deliver the gift card to you directly, what's the intersection on which Jack's Kitchen is located? Sydney, do we have any callers?
Yes, Matt, we do. First, we have Ken.
Okay, Ken, welcome to On the Menu Live. Listen, what say you? How many years has this place been open?
It'd be three.
Three is the correct answer, Ken. Great job.
Very, very good.
Now, there's a drum roll here for the next question. Is what's the intersection, Ken?
It better be a loud drum roll.
Okay, hold on. Say again.
I'm just I'm pretty sure it's on Oracle, and I'm going to guess Oracle and Ina.
That is correct.
Oh,
great job, Ken.
Wow, boy, did I pull that out of the blue.
So, you know, he's guessing.
Wow,
and,
great
know,
guess.
You know, you can, if you're, obviously, if you're near Oracle and Ina from where you are right now, you got the windows down and you say, I smell great brisket. You know, I smell great burgers and great chicken and great steak. Anyway, Ken, congratulations. Thanks for listening. Now, have you been to Jack's Kitchen before?
No, I haven't, but I've seen it recently. I don't normally get on that side of town, but it sounds fantastic where you have your own garden things.
Well, thanks, Ken. We really have a great time. And you know, I'm going to make it $35 for you to come up the first time, make sure we can do it right for you.
Oh, that's fantastic. I can't thank you enough.
Oh, no, thank you for listening, and we can't wait to see you up here.
Ken, we're going to have you stick on the line because Sydney back at the studio is going to get all your information. It's going to be Brian Metzger's privilege to have you as a guest here in the restaurant. Make sure you find him, introduce yourself to him, and let him know you're here. You heard him on the radio.
And I have to tell you, if I may, sir, I just love your show.
Oh, my goodness, Ken. Thanks so much. Let's make it 45.
No, why not?
Anyway. We'll throw a couple of On the Menu Live coasters in for Ken, who absolutely loves this show. Anyway, thanks to a fan, and thank you for listening. So, 3 years,
yeah.
Oracle and Ina,
well,
you nailed it.
We're trying every day. You know, we come in here scared to death. It helps us move forward and have fun. But,
right.
You know, I just have to just do a quick shout-out to my kids. Abby and Jack are listening on the radio. And
without whom we wouldn't be here.
I love you guys. I miss you. And, you know, it's been a long time, a lot of hard work, a lot of tears, a lot of sweat. But, you know, just know when you walk in the doors here, you might see some tablecloths. But that just means the tables beneath them aren't good-looking. So, you know, we just have a very relaxed style about us. The food's a lot of fun. And I can't wait to see everyone stop in and say hi.
Yeah, this is great, Jack's Kitchen. So what's going on at the Abbey these days? You know, we've done a lot of Jack's talk. The Abbey is such an exciting place to be. What's going on down there?
You know, the doors are opening, so the garage doors are actually kind of coming up more and more each night, and
yeah.
The rain down there is actually pretty incredible because off the mountain it's just ridiculous. Food and drink-wise, we're having a great time. Wednesday night has become a staple during the middle of the week. 3 weeks ago we introduced fried chicken night, so we're doing fried chicken and a beer for $20, kind of in the same style of barbecue.
It's funny, I was in there with my son the other night. We ordered the fried chicken. I had the beer.
Yep, good for you.
He's 16. That doesn't play.
Thank you, Matt.
So anyway, he interesting enough, you got a 16-year-old who loves fried chicken. His first bite was the beans.
Uh-huh, okay.
Sort of the garlic
wow.
green beans. And, you know, Lauren was behind the bar.
Yep.
We were sitting up there at the bar. He took a bite of the green beans, and his first proclamation was, these are the best green beans I've ever had.
Okay.
He's 16, Brian.
I'll take it. My kids still look at green beans like they're the enemy, so I'll take the ones that that he loves. You know, it's just pretty incredible. It's one of those things that Ginny, I have to stop saying this to her, but I keep eating her food, and I just look at it like, you know, that's probably the best fried chicken I've ever eaten, and
right.
I try and eat it a lot of places. So that's great. Sunday nights become prime rib night in the area, so we do this great 10-ounce cut of prime rib. That's just, you know, it's kind of what Sunday's a family night. Come out with your family, have some dinner. It's a neighborhood comfort food. There's no, you know, it's just a comforting place to walk into. And we're getting excited for, we just booked an incredible event in the middle, the end of September on the 23rd. We're going to have a concert series at the Abbey Friday night, which is going to be outstanding. And a woman named Rebecca Lobe, who was on The Voice on NBC, will
right.
be here with us. Our good friends at Nova Home Loans are helping us out with this, and also New Belgium Brewery. So we're excited for our first Friday night concert series in September.
I know, the Foothills are going to come alive. You know, again, you give the people what they want. I mean, I can't think of the old Kinks album, right?
Right.
I mean, that is what the Abbey and Jack's Kitchen has been about. You know, the Abbey, you're coming up on your first anniversary in November.
I can't believe
That's
how fast this year has gone. It's really unbelievable. But, yeah, November 1 really marks the first birthday of the Abbey, and it's just unbelievable. We've been so blessed by the support that Tucson's given us, not only the Foothills community, the Ventana community, everyone, south, north, east, and west, is a treat. That's really great.
Great. Wrap up with a call to action. Where are you guys exactly located? How can people learn more about you? Find your menus online.
Yeah, please. So Jack's Kitchen's located at 7286 North Oracle Road in the Cottonwood Plaza at Ina and Oracle. You can visit us at jaxkitchen.com. The Abbey is located at Sunrise and Kolb. It's 6960 East Sunrise. It's in the shops of Ventana. You can go to the Abbey, A-B-B-E-Y, Tucson.com. Mailing list, menus, directions, you want it, you got it, including reservations online. So if we can see you, we're making ourselves there for you, stop in and say hello.
The Abbey Tucson, also on Facebook and Twitter, and Jack's Kitchen, Facebook and Twitter. Sign up to get the newsletter. It's one of the best pieces of reading I get on a regular basis because you get the real Brian Metzger.
Yeah, I don't always spell Ratatouille right, but
Brian,
I try.
Thank you so much for everything you've
Thanks,
done.
Brother.
It's been a pleasure being part of this great broadcast. Thanks to all of our guests. Want to remind all of our listeners that this entire show, if you miss any part of it whatsoever, the entire show is going to rerun this Saturday at 12 noon right here on AM 1330. In the meantime, this is Matt Russell reminding you, if it's Thursday at 5, it's on the menu live. Have a great weekend.
KJLL, South Tucson.